Tone It Down.
Right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And you know, Sandy, this is a subject that requires a lot of thought. And there are people who are just getting up, wiping their eyes, and they're drinking their coffee, and they're saying,
"The hell are these people talking about?"
But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't have the dialogue and the conversation, because it conceivably, just based on the conversations that are being had, there are people who are pushing for this to happen.
Well, I think people are pushing for things and they don't quite understand the implications of what they're pushing for. So, you know, when the dog's chasing we've got lots of dogs chasing cars, I think, and I don't think they realize that, the one, they're dogs, and two, that they're chasing cars, and what the implication of what they're doing is. But there's an awful lot of what's going on in our country that looks and feels a great deal like Brexit. You know, Brexit was this impulse of Britain to get out from under the EU and the immigration aspects of Brexit that allowed people to move freely amongst all of the the EU nations. So Britain was uncomfortable with the capacity of someone from Turkey to just move to England without any passport or visa problems, and so that was one part of the impulse. But the other part was just the EU was imposing and creating regulatory burdens on and standards that everyone had to meet within it, and England just began to think, you know what, we're a nation, we don't want to put ourselves under that kind of jurisdiction. It was a states' rights issue, really, because the European Union is really very much like the Articles of Confederation that were created by our founders for the initial year or two of the American existence, and then it became, after the Constitutional Convention, a federal government that was different and more powerful. And now we've got lots of people who want to get away from that federal government and want to go back to the Confederation. And with that Confederation will come Brexits.
Well, but Sandy, the people, the average everyday Joe has no concept at all of what those things would mean. Can you imagine just the states being independent of one another? Global trade, which we're all interconnected with now.
Right.
What is that? None of these states can survive without global trade now.
Well, I think they'd be a part of global trade. You know, back at the time of the Civil War, the South, the Confederate states were a big part. You know, they in fact were completely dependent on international
trade. Yeah, but they'd be bidding against one another.
Well, they would be bidding against one another. And the other thing that you mentioned was interesting is like the federal debt and the whole financial system that we have, the Federal Reserve, the there's so many ways in which our federal system ties us together, and this nonsense of people talking about secession, and that really is dog chasing car. And when they catch the car, the implications of it are profound. And you know, I said earlier, the industrial defense establishment, wow, they'd be terrified from that outcome. The financial world terrified by that outcome. All kinds of, you know. So what are you achieving from it? Well, you're achieving, you know, the social issue dislocations and separations that people are wanting to achieve, and the disadvantages of that are profound.
Well, so you can look at a state like Texas, and because of their natural resources, they foolishly believe we're better off than the rest of the nations. We've got oil.
Yeah.
And natural gas. And so financially, we'll be able to. So what are they going to do then? Build the walls around Texas so American citizens can't get there?
Well, you know, would it be walls or just the fact that turns out that what do they turn into then? Russia's got natural resources too. You know, that's exactly right. What they have. And they have the potential wealth from that. They also have the potential problems in their economy from that. And, you know, Texas, if they looked at why Texas is thriving now, it has much more to do with Dell computers and that kind of industry than it has, and in Austin, Texas, than it has to do with oil and gas. And its future is clearly staked out in the direction of some things other than oil and gas. No, I mean, I think that this right now is a time period when we've got lots of dogs chasing lots of cars, and it's all creating a sociological and political environment that is untenable. And my fear is that dogs are going to catch cars.
So
I mean, they already did with the overturn of Roe v. Wade, and we'll see what happens going forward.
So Sandy, we do know that there's a shadow government, and do we think for 1 minute that a shadow government would allow this to take place?
I think the problem is that the social movements we're talking about are in some respects an uprising against the shadow government. When people talk about the administrative state or the deep swamp, you know, that some of the things that people have used to talk about the federal government that is the unseen powers, they're talking about that shadow government as well, and the power of lobbyists and the things that have disturbed Americans at their soul about the way things are going. Some of it, in my mind, is a reprehensible disturbance. Some of it has to do with racism. Some of it has to do with the more venal impulses of human nature. And some of it has to do with the things that upset me as well, which is money in politics, the loss of people's control over government. All of those things have prompted a lot of people to want to step away from the governments as they know them and just have something different.
So, right? So
you and I share a thought. I suspect we'd like our government to be different than it is.
There's no question. I mean, I come on here Monday through Friday and challenge our government because, you know, people say to me, well, if you don't like it, you know, I mean, this is the greatest nation on earth and nobody's questioning that. It can be better. And it should be better, right? It should include all of its citizens. And that's kind of what we're talking about. If that view of it, and somehow we place the value back on the American people, and as you always talk about a birthright from being a human being, and that should have some value in the society.
Well, and it should, and I think we have two different dynamics going here. We have a power structure that senses that it's going to lose its power in the current structure, okay? And that power structure is essentially the white majority, the European Judeo-Christian people who believe they're the roots of American culture. Those people want to hold on to power, and to some extent they're willing to break up the current country in order to secure a nation or nations in which they will continue to have that power. And then we have the other side of the coin, the people who want to have the power provided to them that a democracy should provide them as people, who can feel the subjugation they have under this power structure, and they want something different too. So we have a dynamic going here that is leading two different movements in the direction of wanting something very different.
Well, Sandy, it's historic from the standpoint that no other nation on earth has been able to remain in power forever. And we don't want to believe in America that could be us.
Right.
We want to believe that we're going to be the one nation that lasts forever because of our military might.
Yeah.
And so the military might has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
No, I mean, we pat ourselves on the back, and I pat us on the back. We're 250 years old as a constitutional democracy, and that is...
Still young, though.
Well, that's historically pretty old for any government, though. If you go through history and look for governments that have lasted in one fashion, that's a long run, okay? And so if we want this run to continue, I think we're going to have to find ways to improve how we operate internally so that we don't have Brexit.
Yeah. You know, our phone line is open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You know, It is an idea that merits thought, and we've got to think of those things, because you know this can happen in the twinkling of an eye. We're not aware, we don't believe it, but we're closer than we've ever been to it. Got to go to a break. Sandy Williams in the studio, 844-967-2789 is the number. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.